It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Good evening, everyone. I perceive that nearly everybody on Earth, with a few exceptions, and especially democratic governments who are not governed by one man as dictatorships are, they can make quick decisions even if they're wrong, are governed by crisis management. It's as though we lack the perception of what our decisions will bring us. It's almost, well, we have a blind spot. And I believe it's sensuousness and selfishness, and the sensuousness that springs from selfishness, that produces the blind spot. My job this evening, and every other evening, if you care to join me, is to help to clear this dross from your mind, even though you may not think you have it. I bet your bippies you do. And because your life is full of woe and suffering, and mostly needlessly caused and managed under crisis. In other words, you only see it happening. You only react and do something about whatever it is the best you can in a crisis. That's with your marriage. That's with your diseases. And you don't manage them very well, I can tell you. Crisis management. Well, if common sense does awaken, summoned in that moment, yes, you might make it with a great deal of difficulty and suffering, and you may not. As a nation, we may not. We almost didn't make it in World War II because we managed the war that came in the way I described. It was crisis management. We tried to put off by appeasement. We tried to put off war. We thought, as a whole body represented by our prime minister and president, we try to have peace, not understanding the principle of appeasement. Appeasement is cowardliness, fully recognized by every bitter and determined enemy, whether they're domestic or foreign. They see it as cowardice, and it emboldens them. And they become more ferocious, and we become more appeasing, etc., etc. And then the very war and trial or tribulation or suffering we're trying to avoid multiplies, and the very war we're trying to, and strife we're trying to avoid, we get many times over. Now, how does that fit your situation right now? You walk blindly into things. You try to avoid strife and hurting people's feelings. I know you. Do you know yourself? My name's Roy Masters, and I'm going to tell you I know more about you than you'll ever know about yourself, except you wake up. Then you will know more about yourself than I ever will. And that's my job, is to awaken you from a trance state that you do not know you're in. How's that? 866-8883, since we have lines lighting up, I will take my calls immediately. 866-8883, that's an 800 number, call 10 to midnight West Coast time, and we're on XM. So there's lots of advantages in listening to me there. You can, I think, download on your MP3 players, etc., etc. You know, and listen to me later on. Click and download. We'll be right back.
Do you long long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
It's time for Advice Line.
I've had anxiety since I was very young. I mean, even now, I'm having almost like chest pain trying to stay on the phone with you.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I used to be very intimidated by my father and some girls I dated. There's still some people that can intimidate me.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, if anybody can intimidate you, sure as hell the terrorists will, then they'll convert you to their cause. That's how they do it. My name's Roy Masters. And I open the program, and I'll say it very quickly, because we have callers coming in right away. And if you wish to call me with your problem, because that's my job, I want to help you this evening and every other evening to help you drop your past and make it all unimportant and learn from all the mistakes in a lightning flash and be able to see the next moment before you make another mistake and pause just for a second and change the future. The way it stands right now, 99 9/10% of you live by crisis management. The whole nation, especially because you're ruled by warring factions who don't know how to disagree agreeably, your government, democratic governments really can't think like a real human being can. Nor can a dictator for that man, but it matter, because he doesn't have to consult anybody. He just lives by the seat of his pants and he's violent, and usually violence works because democratic people are very cowardly. They're very soft. They have a good life. They're inventive. They're creative. They've got more money than they know what to do with. They've got lots of welfare. All these concerns to make people happy and dull. And they rise up and play, and they're bored stiff, and so they all kinds of pleasures, and they have a soft life, and they just waste their money, because life gets boring after you've got a sense of achievement. Once you've got a sense of security, which really is insecurity, false security. The truth of the matter, let me just jump ahead a little bit. The truth of the matter, insecurity is really security, if you deal with it properly. So if you deal with insecurity and understand the nature of insecurity. If you understand it and learn to become secure by not worrying about your insecurity, but seeing that it's a fault of some kind, and not run away from the insecurity to pleasures or escape to anything in any way, shape, or form, you'll always be able to see the shape of things to come. You'll always be able to see a little ahead of what is about to happen, and you'll have the power to change that for the better. Because if the world can't, if you can't be changed by the world, if the world can't change you negatively, if you're a crisis manager, the world has changed you. You become the sum total of all your stupid mistakes, and you live in fear and insecurity. And you won't know it once you start to overreact and let the world shape you, shape your insides, that is. You have no future, because your future, your real future, lies in contributing to the world and making it a better place, extending something from within you that you, well, like gravity. You don't know what it is. It's imponderable. but somehow you're the instrument of it, and it shapes the world. It unrolls the road in front of you as you walk. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's what religion sort of mumbles about, but never delivers. And if I can teach you that, if I can show you how not to crisis manage, and think clearly, and not selfishly, and actually unselfishness is a form of selfishness because everything will work out well for you, everybody. So if I can get you to see ahead, a fraction of a moment ahead, like I did, I can see years ahead. Yes, I can. I can see 25 years ahead. I told you many times what was going to happen to America. I can tell you what's going to happen to America. I've told you many evenings. I can predict very accurately all the things that are going to happen to your future. If you don't wake up. Now, if you do wake up, then I predict then you'll be okay. If you don't wake up in time, you may not be okay. You might make it by the skin of your teeth with a great loss of blood, with horror. This country is divided and it's passive, and you have a divided government, just like being a divided person. Being a divided person means that one side of you is dark, and it has control of the other side. And you really can't make a right decision because you know, one part says this is the right thing to do, and the other part makes you doubt it. And most of the times you doubt what's right and do what's wrong. Somehow doubting what's right is, is like faith. You see how that is? You ever doubted yourself? Ever doubted what you knew was right, and the doubt made you think that the right is wrong and the wrong is right? And see how easy that is to do? Well, there are forces inside you that set that in motion. And when you make that mistake, you're hard pressed to admit it. And so the machinery goes right into place to help you not see, because you hate to see you made a mistake. And it's that very seeing, the pain of that seeing is what I want to return you to. The pain of that seeing is what you need to come back to, because that's the light you've left behind by doubting what's right. And there are forces that keep you blind, that keep making you think wrong is right. And the shame of it is that you elect representatives that comfort you or represent that confusion. So they collectively will make wrong decisions for you. Sometimes they'll make right ones, but right ones too late, too little too late. They will appease like you and make you feel like your government today is, you know, we're worrying about Iran, we're trying to deal with Iran. We know what Iran is. We just need to take them out and be finished with it. No, we're going to keep waiting and waiting. We know what kind of people they are. Or do we know what kind of people they are? Do we know what kind of people the Nazis were? Yes, we did. The whole nation was hypnotized. They were simply a nation of murderers that elected a government, an army of slaughterers. They believed they were invincible. They were the pure race, the master race. And everybody else was bayonet practice and slaves. And then the Japanese, the Imperial Japanese, believed their emperor was God. And they died for that God. And the horrible things they could do, they thought the Chinese and everybody else, was simply bayonet practice. And they treated everybody that way, and they would have slaughtered you the same way. We're not facing anything different in the Muslim world. Thank God we got Israel, who is blessed to see a little bit ahead in time. And therefore, that little island of sanity of 6 million people will be able to take on the whole world by itself. And if they try to take Israel out, it'll be the end of the world for those who try. That's my prediction. Because, you see, people who see a little bit ahead and don't crisis manage live by faith. The righteous live by faith. And there's a little place called Israel that's standing up and terrifying the whole world. They're living in terror of Israel. Can you imagine that? I tell you, people live in terror of me because I can see a little ahead of time. I make that known when you call because I can see, I know more about you than you know about yourself. But I know more about you than you know yourself the same way as the enemy does. He knows that you're a nation of cowards. Not everyone's a coward because the good people are out there fighting for you, for freedom. They volunteered for the army. They volunteered to be in the Marines. They know, they can see ahead. That's why they're there. The rest of you are dealing with pornography, drinking, drugging, smoking, screwing around, listening to music, and just forgetting there's war on and let everybody do your dirty work for you. See what I'm saying? So, where am I going with this? I think I'll just take my calls because I think I can go on for hours. And I said I'll take my calls, and it's already quarter past the hour. So I better make a station break here. And I'll take, 866-8883. I'll make a station break, and we'll back in a few minutes. But I'll do it myself, if you don't mind, gentlemen in the studio. Thank you. 866-8883, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. That's an 800 number. Now, if you have trouble getting this program, XM, and you can also, I think, add this to your playlist from satellite radio. That's kind of nice, and I appreciate that. But I also appreciate the fact that I'm on many stations, and you can get me locally. So one way or the other, tune to 10 to midnight West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters, and this program is Advice Line. And if you want to call me 10 to midnight West Coast time. We're going to have a seminar coming up. That's Sunday, October the 1st in Las Vegas. And it's going to be the extension of my healing seminar. And there'll be quite a few doctors and physicians there because I think I've piqued their interest. It had many of them attend my seminar, 4th of July. And they were astounded by the rapidity by which people were healed, including them. And so the address of this is the Texas Station Gambling Hall and Hotel. It's in the outskirts of Las Vegas, October the 1st, 9 o'clock to 5 p.m. A suggested donation is $100. So it is a fundraising event. If you cannot afford to come, would you go to your physician and ask him for a little note? Just say you have an issue that you feel that will be benefited by attending my lecture, and send it to us, and we'll send you a free ticket. Very simple. You can pay something at the door if you want to. That's up to you. But we will not deny you. And if you have no physician, and you will make a call to our office, and you can convince them that you can't afford it, that's fine. We'll have a limited number of people that can come in, and because the purpose is to, you know, to help people with serious problems that nobody else has been able to solve. Bring the problem that nobody else has been able to solve. I don't care what it is. Maybe I'll help you. Maybe I won't. There are certain preconditions for that. If you're going to bring a friend, make sure the friend listens to my program, because if he hates me, I can't help him. If he thinks I'm wacko, I can't help him. Some people thought Jesus was wacko. I get it. They even executed. They thought he was malcontent. They thought he was a bad person. Bad people think good people are bad, so don't bring me one of your friends that doesn't care for what I say. There's got to be some interest in what I have to say, then I have a chance to do the healing. All right. Having said that, we can take our calls now. 866 Radio Roy, that's the number to call if you want to do business. By the way, those of you who want to get a copy of recipe of my recipe, I have a porridge that will be very helpful to you, but I'll mention it later on. All right. All you have to do is send a stamped envelope. I'll tell you later on. When I get a chance to talk to somebody about the porridge I've discovered, it is quite remarkable. I call it poopy porridge, and that's, of course, that's the end result. But there's something that can happen between the beginning and the end that is quite remarkable. Well, we're going to go to our calls now and leave our poopy porridge to the end, pardon the pun. We're going to go to Janet in Maine. Hello, Janet.
Roy, how Well, it's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I was calling to tell you I had ordered your food, the Final Frontier tapes.
Yes.
And they really helped me a lot. I've had weight issues my whole life, up and down, up and down. And I never put it together. It was because I was abused when I was a kid.
Of course, and you needed the love of your mother or something, and that
yep.
food was like the love of your mother, but it really wasn't really. It didn't have love in it. You felt a certain fulfillment that
right.
replicated it.
Yes, and when it was funny because when I was listening to the tapes, I actually wanted to run to the refrigerator and stuff something in my mouth.
Just to run away?
Huh?
Just to run from what you were listening to?
Yes, yes, but I was aware of it.
Good.
And I fully understand it. And this just happened this week. And once I was aware of it, I got this really calm feeling inside my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at food completely different.
That's right.
It doesn't make a... It's not so important to me anymore.
I love it.
So...
Isn't that beautiful? Now, just look at this. The ability to be aware in mm-hmm. a special way strikes some kind of magical influence. It's a trickle-down effect.
Right.
It's a magical trickle-down effect that affects every part of your being.
It makes
you whole.
Yes, it's making me whole.
And everything will fall into place, your health, your happiness, your life, everything.
And also I noticed, I've had a failed marriage and an engagement, and I can see it. That was from the abuse, and
you were clinging, weren't you?
Mm.
You were clinging.
Yep.
And that will never work. That will never help you.
Right.
You cling to a man like you cling to your food.
Mm-hmm.
It looks the same way.
Right.
It looks like a meal.
Yeah. But
I'm glad you told me. And if there's anything I can do, I'm happy to hear this. And if you will call me again another evening, and if you hit a little snag, would you call me back and let me walk you through it?
Oh, sure.
Don't forget now.
No,
I got to move on then.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. That's a nice way to start the program. Those of you who have food problems, there you are. I have a book that goes with that, if you like. It's called Eat No Evil. It explains what the food problem is, what causes it. And once you understand it, as a matter of fact, once you understand your emotional state and stop being so upset about things and taking things so personally and stop being easily intimidated by authorities and putting your faith in authorities, you shouldn't, you know. You can listen to an authority on this or that and pick out what makes sense. That's what I do. I would prefer that you do that with me. Thank you. No, you don't have to take anything I say verbatim. I'd rather you wouldn't even try to remember it. Just wait for something to go, blink. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that makes sense too. And it comes together. Just wait for something to stick in your mind all by itself. Don't try. When you listen to the program, just sit back and see what clicks. What awakens in you? It's the awakening that gives you a light as a lamp unto your feet. Okay, we'll take another call. 866 Radio Roy. That's the number to call my office. Please consider a donation to keep us on the air. We finance our own program so that I can speak plainly. I don't have to worry about advertisers. Now, there may be advertisers on some of the stations. Some stations just take me, which is very nice during the night. They do. And so we get stations we don't have to pay for. That's wonderful. Some of the bigger stations, we just have to do you know, buy that time. So, but we're financing ourselves, you see, and you are our sponsors. And if we help you, help us. Thank you. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time doing that, but it is kind of important that we finance ourselves and that you be part of it. Now, we're going to take Andrew in New Jersey. Hello, Andrew. What can I do for you? Yes, sir.
Hi. How are you? Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've been listening to you for a while, and I've listened to your meditation. But I've been struggling with this anxiety and, like, a, you know, I could
Can I hold you right there for a minute?
Sure.
Look at the word struggling. Is it possible for you to look at something without struggling with it? Can you look at anxiety and just see that you have it and don't add struggle to it? Could you do that, do you think?
Yes.
Would you do it, and then you'll be better?
Okay.
Did you know that struggle, it's well known amongst psychiatrists, especially with psychotics, which I don't think you are, but it's especially notable that psychotics actually make things worse. The problem, they're struggling with worse, with struggle, by the virtue of struggle. If you try to stop smoking and you struggle with it and you get mad with it and you try to do this, you only smoke more and eat more. It's the same thing. You get mad at yourself and you struggle. And then eventually, the very struggle amplifies your need. It's a very strange phenomenon.
Well, that's kind of what happens with the anxiety. It just...
But you're amplifying your own anxiety, see?
Yeah, it just feeds upon it and just gets... It just keeps on building and building and building and then...
I know that, but that now you... Now, can you just stop there for a moment again and ponder what I just said? If you ponder it and you leave the microphone... Just sort of, let me see what Roy says. And the pondering, the very fact that you're questioning it, and even for a moment, if you can do it for one moment, you can do it for two. If you can do it for 2 moments, you can do it for three. And then you'll start noticing the anxiety will first get worse, but then get better.
Uh-huh.
Don't be fooled by the fact that it gets worse, because by struggling, you're being drawn away from the pain of realizing your failure. Anxiety is a conflict between what you're becoming and what you could become, and therefore it tempts you to struggle, and so it gives you something, a full-time job away from your miserable self. But you get worse.
Uh-huh.
See that? Anything else?
No, I guess that's about it. I mean, I just...
If you could learn to look at your thoughts,
right,
and let them pass,
and just let
and
them
stand back like there's a bad movie,
uh-huh.
sit back in your chair, and don't be lost. Don't be lost in the movie. Like so many people get lost in the movie because that way they don't have to see themselves, do they? That's the whole idea of a good movie, to draw you away from yourself. Well, you have a movie going on in your head; it's an endless loop.
But and why do I want to be drawn into myself?
Because there's a self that isn't you, that you don't know is there, and it wants you drawn into it so that you can't see it. You can't see the forest or the trees, and it exists and you don't. So the dark side of you exists and makes your life miserable, and the dark side acts through you as if it was you acting through you, and you miss life.
I know. And it can just simply be just by, like, turning that...
Standing back.
...completely out of your mind.
Just standing back, and it may be a little scary. What you will discover may be dark and scary, but don't get upset when you see it. Just stand and watch it. It has no power, except it tempts you to struggle with it or not to want to see it. Okay? We'll take our next call. Ladies and gentlemen, I've given you some very good advice. We'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Now, perhaps you know, if you don't know, you'll know now, that I have Sunday morning sessions. You can go to my website, FHU.com, and see the latest Sunday morning session. Each one has a title. And I don't have the title up there, so I forget what it is. But every Sunday morning, I give a talk. But it's more than a talk. It's a discussion with a group of people who ask me questions and challenge me. Yes, but, Roy Masters, well, what if? What do you mean by that? And I don't think my problem is what you said. And then I will show them that it is. Then you'll see the magic there at work. So you listen to some Sunday morning sessions, but, surprise, you can get an MP3. I found out today that the Sunday morning sessions, an MP3 with 20 of them on there, 22-hour talks, sessions on one CD, that's 40 hours, cost $100. I said, it's too much. We've got to cut it in half and see if people will go for it, because just getting one talk itself is $25 if it takes two CDs, ordinary CDs. But one CD on MP3 player, buy an MP3 player, for goodness me. You can play the regular CDs on it also. You can buy them for $30. In Walmart or any of the stores, MP3, it's just a little different format. It's the same size CD. It's the same CD, except it plays 40, 50, 60 hours. So we have a whole series of volumes of these Sunday morning sessions. We have 5 volumes, each one with 20 on them. 20 Sunday morning sessions. At least 40 hours. Would you give that a try? You drive along in your car instead of listening to junky programs. You can learn something. You discover something. You arrive at your work. You come home with a different frame of mind. You stop smoking. You stop drinking. You'll hear so many beautiful things. I make that all possible. I dedicate my life to helping this country wake up from the horrible sleep. It's a different country from what I came to 56 years ago, 57 years ago. It's a very sad place as I see it. And we're no match for Al-Qaeda right now. Sorry. You're too cowardly. Too lost in your drugs, your alcohol, and each other. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, here we are again. 866-8883. That's an 800 number, 10 to midnight West Coast time. I enjoy talking with you. I'm going to give you little clues, maybe big clues. Maybe I'll argue with you. So far, just people are calling me up for little clues, baby ones, but they're very important baby ones. Life is very simple. You only have to understand one thing. The universe is made of very few principles, says Einstein. I say just one. I've just proved it. I've written a paper on it. Theory of everything. And I'm not joking with you either. That's my avocation. But I also know that your universe, your life, is made up of very few principles. Actually, one. Just add your one to the one who created you. And if you know how to do that, the churches talk about it, but they don't give it to you. You end up belonging to the church instead of God. I get it. Something wrong with that picture. All right. Something very wrong with that picture. That's not the way Jesus would have it if I know him. And I do. All right. I'm Jewish too. Can you believe that? All right. Now, 866-8883. And that's an 800 number, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. My website is 866, my office number is 866 Radio Roy, or 877-3227, whichever one you want. One's easier than the other. And the phone number is 866 Radio Roy. No, I said that, didn't I? I want to give you the website. That just shows you when you get to 78, you get a little bit fishimmeled. That's Jewish for mixed up. The website is fhu.com. All right. Now, we're going to go to our callers. We're going to go to Tennessee, Francisco. Hello, Francisco. What can I do for you?
Hello, Mr. Masters. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. The reason I'm calling you is, can you tell me how to deal with a manipulative person,
there are no bullies except there are cowards.
Uh-huh.
What you need to realize about yourself, now I don't mean to be rude, Francisco, you have to take me with a pinch of salt, so bear with me, will you?
Okay.
Basically, you're a coward. You need her approval. And you are enslaved to her for the sake of it. You're not a man yet. You don't have your own center. This woman has become your center, and you want something from her that is not good for a woman to give, nor is it good for a man to ask and get. You have to detach from everything you need from this woman. You have to suddenly look at her from a distance. Stand back, refocus your eyes, and see she's a bad movie. You ever sit in a movie, lost in the movie because it was such a good movie, you forgot to be in your seat? Has ever happened to you?
Yes.
Well, that's what's wrong with you and your wife. You're too lost in your wife. You're too worried about what she thinks. You're too worried about upsetting her. Damn it.
Well,
upset her. Just stand up and say, excuse me, but no, you can't have a fur coat. No, we're not going to have a vacation. I got better use for my money. Let her scream. Let her yell. Stay calm. Let it keep a sex. Keep it. I don't need it.
Well, you see, Mr. Masters, the problem I have is that she uses my children, you know, as a...
But she will. But the point is, your children will look to you. See, your children take a look at you. It's like ping pong. Yeah, I mean, she serves, and you're not. You don't know how to return the ball properly. What you need to do is not to return the ball. Let her serve, and you stand there. Let her intimidate. Let her scream. Let her yell. And you stand there quietly and take it and don't respond. As if she was a naughty little girl and you were daddy. And you can't put her in a naughty corner because she's too big. But the point is, she depends upon your upset. And if she takes her frustration on your children, you stand in front of the children and say, take it out on me. Children, go into the next room. Let mom take it out on me because she has no business taking it out on you. You're not strong enough to deal with this, so let it be my problem. That's how you deal with it. I'm not saying you should use those same tactics or same words. It's just an attitude you've got. If I hadn't have done that with my wife, my whole life would have been ruined, I would have been dead by now, and my family would have been scattered. You've got to learn to be a man, and you're going to have to stop being upset by your wife, and can't worry about what she thinks. You can't worry about what your children think. The first rule of warfare is not to respond with emotion or anger or frustration. Let her yell, let her scream, let her make all the demands you want, and you stand there calm as a cucumber. and nothing touches you. And you have to find the how to do that, otherwise you cannot win.
Well,
that's all. And you, if you get my CD, if you get the, go to my website and get the CD, I'll show you how it's done.
Okay, what's your website address, sir?
Yeah, FHU.com. F, Foundation of Human Understanding. FHU.
Okay.
FHU.com, and download the CD for free. It's an hour long, but you only have to listen to 25 minutes of it. To sit quietly somewhere and don't say a word to her about you using it. Just let her watch your reactions when you don't get upset. See, all bullies, including bully women and bully men, they advance through your failure to deal with them properly. They advance through your fear and upsets. And if they can't intimidate you, if you stay calm, they cannot advance. You will terrify your wife, but you won't lay a glove on her. You won't need to. She'll burn herself out, and she'll make an ass of herself in front of your children, and you will come out the brave one. They'll all have respect for you. But if you cringe and you get upset and you get all emotional, she wins, and she destroys the children, and you too.
Well,
you can't afford to get upset at all. You cannot afford it. It isn't worth it. It doesn't help any.
Yeah,
there's no winning.
I think he's one of my weaknesses because sometimes I get emotional, you know, and then, you know.
No, that comes from your background, your mother, your father. You're playing the role, so you're playing the same role.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
My friend.
I value family, you know, and to me, my kids, they are very important, you know.
They are, but nothing must be more important than your ability to stay calm. You know what it is, Francisco? Yeah. You know what it is? The evidence of manhood, the authority that your children need is to see you tested by bullies and by your wife and see you not wanting. And your wife also, although she may get shocked at first and try harder to unseat you, she will eventually have respect or run like hell and leave you with the kids. She may even take the kids with you, but you will give the judge no cause, because as long as you'll unnerve her. You will unnerve her, because when people want, she's used to having her way by doing this to you. Every woman is used to having her way with men who get upset and become unsettled because they're not stable of heart. But those men, and women, of course, those men who stand calm in the midst of chaos, against all the assault, will win the hearts of the children.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend. You know I'm right,
sir.
Don't you? You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for your advice, sir. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's true of our country, because we are half our country are miserable, sniveling cowards, approval seekers, people pleasers, you know, drug addicts, music addicts, escape artists, just nothing human beings who love only illusion and pleasure. They don't know how to face life except seek refuge in the very things that are killing them. All right. Are you one of those people? You probably are, and cringing and shaking in your boots right now or trying to laugh this off. It ain't funny. All right. We're going to go to our callers again. 866 8883, I'm Roy Masters, and that's an 800 number. 10 to midnight, you must call me, if you will. So far, I've had some very simple questions. I'm looking, those are basic answers for everybody, no exceptions. Nothing works without doing what I just said. Nothing. Your life will never work. Look, you influence the world by not being influenced by it. If you're influenced by the world, you're just a boat, and a wave rocks your boat. You're just the effect of a cause. If you let other people change your life, change your world, then you deserve what you got. There's got to be, and these people are the intimidators. Just look at the Middle East. You've got Israel refusing to be intimidated. And you've got the whole Arab world. You've got the whole rotten other world, the communist world. You've got all the socialists, the whole world, terrified of 6 million people. I mean, the world's a huge bully. The Al-Qaeda, the Arabs, are cowards, bullies, terrified of these 6 million people. Yelling and screaming and brainwashing their children to kill and to murder and to drive them into the sea. What are they doing? Nothing. Just trying to exist. And they're terrified. And the more upset they get, the calmer Israel becomes. The stronger she becomes. And the more stupid they look. The trouble is, they get fiercer and fiercer and fiercer. And the cowardly and the feeble among you want to cringe, even though it's not even happening to you, you miserable slob. All right. So you're probably one of those liberals, aren't you, that you want to give in to pressure. You think you can make peace. You don't realize me. You're a slave. On drugs, are you? Into music, are you? Well, no wonder. It's understandable. You've got no courage. You just live in your pleasures. You escape from the fact that you don't know how to deal with anything properly, do you? All right, we've got to take our callers. I am limiting my calls. I really don't care about a certain part of the population. They all go to hell as far as I'm concerned because they're not humans. They're friends of the anti-humans. Friends of, can you imagine Americans, friends of anti-humans? They're called liberals. They have a class. They have a name to them now. They're a political group. And they have weenie leaders. And they don't realize the very war they're trying to avoid. They're actually creating. And it'll be a worse war than had they had the courage to stand up in the first place. They'll have to fight it, whether they like it or not. They'll have to give their young, whether they like it or not. Because we have to act as one country. But I tell you, they've helped to create it. You dare you call yourself Americans? Don't you call this program, I'll rip your head off. Okay? Don't you try to mess with me. You haven't got the courage anyway. I just want to help people who want to be helped. You know you're a coward. You know where you ones. Those who are shaking and getting angry with me now. You recognize yourself. We'll be right back. My producer says he can't believe the hour's over again. This program goes very fast when you. Living in this realm, my life goes very fast. A year is like a day to me. So I've got to make the best of it and try to help you. I only have so much time left, and so do you, for that matter. I'll be gone one day, but you'll be gone in a most unfortunate way if you don't get some guts and stand up to your wife and stand up to your whoever it is, your teachers and your priestcraft. And become independent Americans. Right now, you're a bunch of sheep. You can't see further than the end of your nose, most of you. Crisis managers. What if I could wake you up and give you the power that Jesus said you had? And that your scribes and Pharisees rob you of it? You think I have a teacher? Why do I need a teacher? Didn't the Bible say that call no man teacher? And no man father. Whoa, because you only have one teacher and one father, and he is within you. Your common sense, don't you see? Right now, the enemy has got inside you and makes you think your common sense is an enemy. Some appendage, a prehistoric appendage from the past. That's not a prehistoric appendage. It's your common sense. Live it. Trust it. And it will never fail you. But if you keep reacting, they own you. The people you react to, they intimidate you. They're intimidated to intimidate. It's a sort of a chain of command. There's different varieties of them. They've got different names, different religions, different occupations. But they're called authority. You've got to be very careful of authority. There are good ones and bad ones, but not many good ones. This culture is thoroughly corrupt. And so you have to sort of discover things for yourself. Listen to them. Take the good as common sense dictates and put it together yourself. And do the same with me. Will you? First thing you learn to do is learn to be still and stop being upset with people. And your mind will clear and you'll have your boldness and courage back, and your fear will disappear, and all your problems will disappear because you will deal with them. You'll go to war with them in a good way. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Go to my website and download my CD called Be Still and Know, and get on, and no charge for that. Be right back. Now, Joshua was supposed to be next, but I think Thomas from Missouri is a better call with respect to the subject matter. So, Thomas in Missouri, simple things throw you? Is that what your question is? Oh, hello, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Are you in your truck?
I am.
What can I do for you?
I've been using your meditation.
Yes.
And I still this rage at times when things happen. The rage overcomes me, and then I'm able to come back to the present. The rage dissipates through use of the meditation is basically what I'm asking.
Let me just guide you through this, because I don't hear you very well, but I think you can hear me okay, can't you?
Yes.
Now, because you can even hear me through the radio, but it's better that you hear me directly. The first place to overcome rage is when you're driving down the highway or when you're sitting quietly. Unfinished business, rage that got inside you and it's been suppressed, will come to the surface. And it will affect your thoughts. It's unfinished business. What I could have said to him, what I should have said, you know, how you arrange your thinking so you look like you came out right when you're not. So the neat thing that you need to do, step back and look at all those kinds of thoughts, that come up like a cow regurgitating its meal. Regurgitating is, what they call that? There's a name for it. Ruminating. The cow ruminates and regurgitates the food and it chews it again. Unfinished business has to be dealt with. And so when the thoughts come up to your mind, there's a tendency to be angry with them. No, what I would like you to do is just look at the thoughts that come to your mind when you're driving down the highway, or pull over the side for a moment, just take a look at it, and say, ouch, I was wrong. I see, I was angry, I shouldn't have been angry. Yes, I wasn't in the wrong, but it made me feel guilty, so I'm thinking I'm wrong, but I'm really not wrong. What's the matter with me? But you can see that all that guilt and frustration comes from just staying angry and struggling with your angry thoughts. If you can just look at the thoughts and say, yes, anger is not good, it didn't work very well. And you go, it hurts. And watch it, and the hurt goes away. It will always hurt for a little bit. And then it goes away. Once it goes away, you'll feel better. You feel like you've conquered something, even though you've done nothing but look at it and give up the anger. See? Because the anger reinforces it. It makes it, you get angry and angry. The more you think about it, the angrier you get, the more it empowers the thinking. And so it will make you ill. You'll be free. Now, the next moment, there's going to be a truck stop down the road somewhere. Somewhere down the road ahead, there's going to be someone that's going to do something you don't like. That's not fair. That's like, was not called for. You didn't ask for it. Never mind. Be prepared. Look for that moment and learn to deal with it without resentment. Watch the resentment rise, but then look. Don't look at the person doing things to you. Just pay attention to the anger rising inside yourself. Just look at it, and it goes away too. And this one doesn't get inside you. Now, you see, so it's going to be a process of two things. When something doesn't get inside you, it doesn't add to all the others. And it's going to let the ones you haven't seen yet rise to the surface for you to look at it. Look at it. Ah, there's another one. And it's going to free you from the past and help you deal with the future. And the future will be dealt with better so it doesn't add. And slowly but surely, you'll become a stronger, noble, powerful person. But nothing will bother you. But you'll bother everybody because no one could... You know how you'll bother everybody? You'll bother bad people because they can't get to you. And you'll see that you'll sail through life and you won't make anything worse. You'll always make things better. Some magic, there's some magic I'm not able to explain. But you cannot win by getting upset. Nothing ever works. The world, the bad world, will make a home in you, and your past, your miserable past, will be reenacted in the present and become your future again and again until you die. And it's all you need to understand is a little understanding about what I just said. Don't get upset at your thoughts. Don't get upset with people. Don't get upset with thoughts. Don't get upset with people. Just be a watcher. There's no need to do anything about anything until you see clearly what to do, and you'll find that you'll act instead of reacting. That's all you need to do, my friend. And I hope that's not too difficult.
No, it doesn't sound difficult at all.
And it will be very easy. It's so easy, it's hard to grasp that how easy it is, how beautiful it is. Of yourself you can do nothing. The Father within you, he doth the works. I'm Roy Masters. Thank you for listening. And the program is on XM, so that you'll be able to download it on your iPods and listen anytime, I understand. It's a very nice feature. It's also on your local radio station, repeated, 10 to midnight. It's alive 10 to midnight, West Coast time, but you can hear it all night through many of these same stations. We'll be right back.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.